now,
the rest of the story. In the Middle Ages, if they were menacing days for mankind, for womankind, even more so. Persons were property. Abuse was traditional. Abductions were commonplace. The safety of Celestina was as certain as one's safety could be, and yet Celestina was abducted from Santa Maria Basilica, kidnapped from a church. The kidnappers forced open a chapel door, found Celestina inside with no guards in sight. They stole off into the night to a secret hideout, and in the hill town of Amatrice, about 25 miles away, they hid out. Authorities were baffled. Above all, even above bringing the kidnappers to justice, they knew they must return Celestine safely home. And by the way, Celestine was no woman. His real name was Pietro del Morone. Before being abducted, he was, in the year 1294, elected Holy Father of the Roman Catholic Church, Pope Celestine V. This is the rest of the story. Nobody had ever kidnapped a pope before. But Pope Celestine V was kidnapped from the basilica in the town of L'Aquila in the Abruzzi Mountains, northeast of Rome. He was a remarkable pontiff, so peace-loving that he refused to bless armies on their way to battle. In 1313, he was proclaimed a saint. Though information is sketchy, it's believed that there were several involved in the kidnap conspiracy. As you've heard, they had to break down a chapel door, and the assault was planned at a time when no guards would be present. The Pope went along quietly. It was a tedious journey to the kidnapper's hideout, many miles up in the hills. Celestina was held in a small space behind a false wall. Yet, not for a moment did the pontiff complain or offer any resistance, not even for a moment. The responsibility of authorities was clear. Consider nothing above the safe return of Celestina V. Worry about punishing the abductors later. Let's get the Pope back in one piece. Well, the abduction had occurred on a Sunday night. By Tuesday, still no ransom demand, and then somebody picked up the trail of the kidnappers. On Wednesday, the hideout was discovered, and there, sure enough, sat the peace-loving Pope, still dressed in his white pontifical robes, and he was brought safely back to L'Aquila. His abductors were never found. Celestina V related no information that would have been helpful in the matter, in fact, no information at all. Not that the pontiff was reluctant to cooperate with the authorities, it was just that he was simply utterly unable to cooperate. You see, Pope Celestina V died in the year 1296, and he, or at least what was left of him, was not kidnapped until April of this year, 1988. It was his mummified remains removed from their glass case, which police sought and subsequently rescued, which made Celestine V, Peter of Morone, a real live dead St. Peter. Page One News, 692 years after his death. And now, you know the rest of the story.